Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on, you know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuck it with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my side. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's good, you good, y'all? Instagram is good, you're tuning to BOE for the business of the airways. We're going to get to the pop of the airways. No, I appreciate you rocking with your girl tonight, the night before Thanksgiving, and all that. I know y'all prepping for tomorrow. That's what I've been doing. I went to the supermarket, got some stuff, the rest of the stuff I needed, started the prepping, and all that stuff. And when I came in, the verdict. I saw a few TikTok videos. Well, I heard people talking about the verdict. And then I saw a TikTok video where they was actually showing the verdict. And Travis McMichaels was guilty on all the charges they gave him. His father was guilty on all the charges they gave him. Well, sorry about that, Charles. But it ain't got exactly what they did. Because we were hoping this wasn't going to be like the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Even though he didn't kill any black people, the fact that he got off, like, you went across state lines to a place you had no business being at 17 years old with an AR-17 that you're not legally old enough to own. and his mother took him there. His mama took him there. His friend testified. His friend told to the cops. I guess the cops testified. They told it. But the judge, he got a letter. He was found not guilty because I'm sure every juror that he picked, besides that one black one that he didn't know that the person was black because the judge let him pick his own jury, they probably were just like him, racist. Or if they don't call themselves racist, they were bigots, put it that way. You know, but in this Arbery case, if these men would have got off for killing Ahmaud Arbery, Atlanta, GA would be on the, the state of Georgia would be on the news right now because people would be out in the streets rioting, tearing up Georgia. When they people heard the verdict, they celebrated. We as African, well, as what they call us, African Americans, blacks, we shouldn't have to celebrate when we get a guilty verdict when they kill us for no reason. Right? We shouldn't be celebrating because now we're just waiting on the case of Jacob Blake. I hope that the cop that shot him 7 times, that paralyzed this man, he gets a guilty sentence and they put him under the jail. Or put him in population and let them deal with him. Because this dude in there that's doing life and they're never getting out, right? Dudes in there doing life, they're never getting out. So if they kill somebody while they're in jail, they're gonna put them in the hole and they're probably gonna stay in the hole for the rest of their time in jail. And there are some who are crazy enough that wouldn't mind doing it. And if it happens, anybody, for those who are not racist towards blacks, ain't gonna ride them out. Like if he do it on the sneak and nobody knows who did it, I mean, people know who did it, but they're not going to say who did it. Now, if they're talking about, if you know who did it, you need to tell us or we're going to add more time. You can't do that. You can't add more time to somebody said someone else did something and they don't want to tell you who did it. You can't add more time to their sentence. You can't put them in the hole because they didn't want to tell you some information. You know what I'm saying? But you got a guilty verdict, and I think with all those charges they got and the guilty, but they're doing life in prison. I don't understand. This is what I understand with people who take other people's lives. So if you risk your freedom and take this person's life because you don't like them, y'all don't get along, y'all got beef or whatever it is, that's and you want to know what's crazy? The other person that they say they got beef with, it may not be beef to them, but it's only beef to the person who killed them. I'm going to say this. Jealousy and envy does not look good on anybody. What are you jealous of the person? What are you jealous for? And the defense attorney in the Arbery case, when I saw the clip that people are showing, her saying him with his khaki shorts, no socks on, his dirty toenails, I know if I go jogging in a pair of shorts, I'm not wearing khaki shorts. Because that's not shorts to jog in. One, when my Arbery was killed, he had shoes on. And the only way she know how he looked is through pictures that the autopsy he took to show you what he looked like. And they said the bullets that they shot from that rifle or whatever gun they used to kill Ahmaud Arbery almost split him in two. As a lawyer, you are paid to defend your client. But you painting Ahmaud Arbery to be a criminal when he wasn't. Because you thought that would help you get your client off. For me, what she said in that courtroom, and that was part of her closing statement, to me it sounds like that little thing right there, to me, made me think she's racist. Just like the dudes that shot Ahmaud Arbery. I don't care what type of problem I'm having with somebody. I'm not going to go to them and kill them and take my freedom away just because I don't like somebody. Because we got beef. And I'm going to tell you, and you, the beef be over something so stupid that it's like, I forgot about it. You know how you and your man or your woman, y'all get into like a little tear, and it's so minute, you forgot it. Well, us women, some of us women, we don't forget because we'll bring it back up when you piss us off again. So, but I'm just saying, if something's so minute that you forget, but the person holding the grudge is holding a grudge with you over something minute, something so stupid that if y'all would have just had a conversation, it could have got cleared up. I'm telling y'all, jealousy and envy ain't a good look. Because those three men, I don't know what jail they going to. But they're going to get theirs when they get to jail. Big Bertha's going to have a good time with them. If you don't know who Big Bertha is, Big Bertha is the person in jail that if you a man that don't sleep with men, that he will take your virginity. And he will fuck you. And those three are going to get, Big Bertha going to see them. Yep. And there's nothing they could do about it. Because even if they was the top guards that it happened, there's going to be other inmates saying, nah, that didn't happen. There's going to be inmates protecting the person who doesn't. They're going to be protecting Big Bertha. This is crazy. I'm talking about the situation with the rapper that just was killed, Young Dolph. This is why I was saying jealousy and envy don't look good on you. Because the person who shot him took his chain. The dumbass going to photograph himself or post it to the social media with Dolph's chain on. In front of the car that was the getaway car. Like, if you want to rob somebody, if you kill somebody and they got on expensive jewelry or whatever, you don't keep the evidence. Because if the first, if I say, well, he had a chain on and described the chain, there's with all the jewelry he had on, describe it. If you take a picture on social media with the same shit I just described to the police, the hell the person you killed had on, they're gonna jealousy in me don't look good. I've never been jealous of anybody, never been envious of anybody. And there's no need. There's no need to be jealous. Okay, he's a rapper. He's making Bugo bucks. And you still on the corner selling nickel bags. That's how I'm going to put it, because that's the only reason why I feel. Yep, for me, that's the only reason why I feel that this person took your dog's life, because he got money and they don't. And the fact that he still lived in the hood, or lived not exactly in the hood, but you know, still lived in the area where he grew up at. And for to them, for the person that killed them, to them, that's like still living in the hood. I get it. Right? You making all this money. You don't want to leave your family. You know, you can move and take your family with you. You don't want to uproot your family like that. But people don't understand that when you kill somebody, you take a child from their mother, their father, and their parent themselves, you're taking them, the father, away from their kids. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, yeah. You take the father away from his... You know, nobody thinks about the family. In this situation, in these shooting situations, nobody's thinking about the family. His, the person you're about to kill, family, and your own family, dumbass. Because if you got kids too, you just took yourself from your kids. All because you don't like him, or because he's too flashy to be still living in the hood or whatever. Mike. It's stupid. And then you post it to social media. I think it was years back. Someone else did the same shit. Posted to social media. And someone else posted what they was doing to social media. And that's how they got caught. I'm like, some dummies. But, yeah, it's crazy, y'all. Like, why? Why are you giving up your freedom for? Because you don't like this person, so what? He making more money than you, so what? Are you worried about what this person got going on? If you fix yourself, then you could be just like that person, making money like they making money. It's crazy. You took a life to do life. You took a life to do life. That's some crazy shit. That is some crazy shit. You took a life to do life now. You think the judge is going to be lenient? Nope. You're going to get life in jail. And when you get to jail, they're going to ask you what you in here for. And as soon as you say, I'm here because I killed rapper Young Dolph. Guys, there's going to be people in jail who like Young Dolph and ain't going to like you. They ain't going to kill you. They might shank you because of what you did to get, because you took Young Dolph's life. They might shank you. I'm just saying, you did it to yourself. You did it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Did it to yourself. And then we have this ex-NFL player beat up his baby mama. Threw her into the TV while the child was... And they said it was over because he heard that she cheated. And she said this was the first time he put his hands on her. You know, if he can easily get mad, and that's what angry looks like with him, what he did to his baby mama, that's not a man I would want to be with. Why don't you put your hands on me once, it's over. But see, with me, I had a crazy family. Because as soon as I say... He put his hands on me. You better be prepared. You better be prepared because they're going to whoop your ass. And they're going to whoop it good.
Why money ain't free? Why can't you just give it to me? I don't want to work for nobody. I'd rather keep doing me. Why money ain't free? Why can't you just give it to me?
Tell me how the money ain't free.
can't you just give it,
won't
to
you
me?
Give it to me? know, baby.
I wanna know.
I never just understand.